Gulf Power Company is moving ahead with plans to build solar energy farms at 3 military bases in northwest Florida. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports the green light was provided by the state's Public Service Commission.
The PSC gave unanimous approval to all three projects aboard Naval Air Stations Pensacola and Whiting Field and at Eglin Air Force Base. Natalie Smith at the utility says the approval process was somewhat lengthy.
It takes months. Our renewables team has worked on this project for several months to get everything in order, make sure we have all our ducks in a row before they present it to the FPSC for their staff to go through it, and they make recommendations to the commissioners, and then they make their decision.
The solar energy farm at NAS Pensacola will generate 50 megawatts of electricity. 40 megawatts will be produced at Whiting Field, with 30 megawatts coming from Eglin.
A company called Heliosage is actually going to build the solar panel facilities, and we expect construction to begin in February of 2016, and then commercial operations should begin no later than December. We're moving pretty quickly, and now that we have approval, we just have the full go-ahead to move forward with the military and Heliosage to get these up and running.
The electricity from the solar panels will be enough to power about 18,000 homes for 1 year. The system will be maintained by Gulf Power and Heliosage personnel. Smith says this is their latest renewable energy project.
Our very first renewable energy project was the Perdido Landfill Gas to Energy Facility. That actually opened in 2010, and that's, of course, runoff of methane gas, and that generates about 3.2 megawatts of energy. And with these three solar facilities, that will bring us up to four renewable energy sources.
As an intermittent energy resource, the solar farms will not make obsolete the current Gulf power plants, including the Crist steam plant in Pensacola. Smith says instead they would augment them.
They will have the capability of providing energy that will diversify our power supply and provide actually a cost-effective alternative during some of our peak energy use times.
Meanwhile, the utility is awaiting word from the Public Service Commission on a request to import wind power from Oklahoma.
Kingfisher project will be sited in Piedmont, Oklahoma, and we'll be buying energy from that company.
Gulf Power's Jeff Rogers. Project Kingfisher would be the company's fifth renewable energy project. It involves 89 wind turbines and could supply 180 megawatts, enough to power about 50,000 homes per year.
The grid across the United States is all interconnected, so they're putting 180 megawatts onto the grid, and we're going to be taking 180 off here. But this 180 megawatts is going to displace 180 megawatts of fossil energy.
Kingfisher Wind would represent roughly 5% of Gulf Power's projected energy mix. Wind power helps diversify an electric company's power supply. Essentially, says Rogers, not putting all of their generating eggs in one basket.
For Southern Company and its subsidiaries like Gulf Power, we try to generate from a variety of different fuels, natural gas, clean coal. Southern Company also has nuclear, hydro, and what that does is it helps insulate our customers from fluctuating prices.
With approval from the PSC, Kingfisher Wind could be up and running by the end of this year. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.